going on, family? It's been a little minute.
Yeah, definitely been a little while, you know. Oh, about 2-3 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's good to be back in the swing of things, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir, you know what I'm saying? And God forbid we should be back bike, you know what I'm saying? Shouldn't have no more interruptions like that, hopefully. Knock on wood.
Yeah, I say definitely, hopefully. You know how life.
Yeah.
One
thing you can't do that with. Life going life, man.
Life going life. Yeah. Note to self, man. A merch shirt, man.
Life going life.
Life going life. But definitely coming back on a headline worthy podcast, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, a lot of stuff, man. A lot of stuff.
Yeah. So you know, a few weeks we've been gone, it seems like it's crazy because when you in the swing of things, everything is like smooth or low key, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And then we take the sabbatical and it's just like the floodgates open.
Hello, boy. It's free, y'all. Up.
But I was gonna start off with the little baby thing situation, but I feel like it's only right that we start off with the Young Dolph situation.
Okay. R.I.P. Young Dolph.
Yeah, I'm quite sure everybody knows by now that last week, or has it been 2 weeks now? Probably about coming up on 2 weeks where Young Dolph was tragically murdered in his hometown of Memphis and inside of a cookie shop. Now, details from this story have been spinning all over the place. So what I tend to do, you know, we always talk about all the things that we hear, but how I really do, I think you do it too, is like based off what the news confirms, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so the news has confirmed, at least a few days ago, that, you know, the car that was seen in the surveillance video, the white car, mm-hmm. was recovered from a trap house. Also, I think the news had confirmed I think it was yesterday or earlier today that two people have been arrested as suspects. Not saying that they guilty or anything like that, but just suspects, people of interest, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now, I will bring this up because this was a very interesting video that I did see on TikTok. And somebody was like, playing the surveillance footage of like the two people running up and shooting,
mm-hmm.
and then somebody had like went to like one of the little music videos from like one of the rappers in that area, and they were outside, like they were outside that house that the white car was confiscated from, and it looks like they have on, if not the same outfits, it's very similar.
Yeah, okay. I seen some of that stuff too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like they went to like even like saying like one of the shooters had like a unique stance, and they were saying the boy, one of the dudes they think did it, had the same unique stance. I didn't, like the internet detectives, man.
Yeah.
They detected him.
Facts. And yeah, very, very interesting. So before I get your opinion on this. Well, I'm gonna get your opinion now, but before you like talk about this in whole, I have to ask this question first, right? Okay. If you're going out to do a crime and you know you got some things about you that's unorthodox, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like you know you stand a certain way, or you know you might walk with a limp or some shit like that. When you have to like change up a little bit to do something that, like, as far as like to kill somebody, I'm not saying because it's guilty, by the way, but
right, yeah, you should, but like that'd be the problem with like a lot of criminals, they don't fully think stuff, and it's hard to like fully think stuff through like that, you know what I'm saying? Because like it's so much stuff, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But yeah, if it's like certain stuff like that, you should try to do your best. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm about to see like criminals like wear throw the people off there with bigger or smaller shoes. You know what I'm saying? With leaving footprints and stuff like that, and stuff like that. So you should definitely try to think about stuff like that and cover, because you want to cover all bases. Because you don't want to A, go to jail, or, you know what I'm saying, be identified and have retaliation brought upon you.
So. Right. Yeah, and Lulu, I feel like you just have to be like super meticulous, because, like you said, I wasn't even thinking about the retaliation part. So that's a good add-on. But like you said, you're facing literally life in jail.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if that ain't worth you thinking about every little detail,
yeah,
then you probably just didn't fully care all the way to begin with.
Yeah, a lot of these criminals, no disrespect, be just young and dumb motherfuckers, man.
Yeah, we can't just. We're past that era now, where you can just throw a mask on and be good.
Yeah, you're right. No, man. Technology is a motherfucker.
Yeah. So other than that, how do you feel about this Young Dolph situation?
Man, it's sad. Man, it's sad. Young Dolph was like one of the rappers I really liked, and granted, I wasn't like too into him personally like how I am with most of my like kind of like favorite artists.
Mm-hmm.
So like, you know what I'm saying, how we talked about him, you hearing the outpour, like positive things and family man stuff.
Love
he's
it.
Been doing low key, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like sucks and stuff, you know what I'm saying? Losing like good pillars in the community while he might not have been perfect, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
With the gang and all that stuff, whatever he did, whatever he write about, whether it's true or not, you know what I'm saying? But still, that's, you know what I'm saying? And just to him, I think they said it was that day was supposed to be passing out turkeys. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So stuff like that sucks, you know?
Yeah, definitely sucks. I didn't hear about the turkey spot. But, yeah, we did talk about this the other day. It's so dope to see, like, how the tides are changing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Normally, when people get killed or pass on, it's like, you bring up like so much of the negative about the person, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Especially like these rappers, you know what I mean?
Yep.
But it's so cool to see like finally niggas are saying like all this positive stuff. And to his credit, because you gotta, with the negative stigma on you about like the, you know, what you rap about and things like that, the balance of positivity has to be overwhelming. A majority of people to bring that up, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah. So, I haven't really seen too much negative stuff about him, especially somebody who's like entrenched in the culture. Of course, like you might hear like from white reporters saying this, that, and the third. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
I haven't even really heard that, but I'm just saying. Like, yeah,
right.
Yeah.
So, man, shout out to him. Prayers go out to the family. Released a statement yesterday, I think it was. And I just couldn't imagine going through, like, a time like that. And it's like, you know, some of the things in life that we, you know, is inevitable, but you just really don't think about. Like, we all know death is inevitable.
Right.
But you really just, day to day, you really just not thinking about it. I mean, you probably think about it, but you ain't, all right, this going to be my last day today. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Or somebody that's close to you, like a best friend or your family member, like, all right, this is going to be such and such last day. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, yeah, just totally sad situation. I know we was talking about, I think it was yesterday, how Yo Gotti had pushed his album back, and a lot of people was thinking because he had disses on there.
Yeah.
And he wanted to probably, like, re-record some of the songs and take them out.
Oh, yeah. Definitely a smart idea, you know. So I know they didn't really care for each other, but you know, so you want to protect yourself, like you know how the internet detectives are. The first person they try to put it on was Yo Gotti, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
People got to be more responsible with that shit, man. Like,
mm-hmm.
you don't know. Don't be, you know what I'm saying stuff like that because
of stuff happening talk, in the past.
Stop talking. You don't want no ill will to come against somebody who's innocent. Detectives and, you know what I'm saying, department do their job. Hopefully they get the right person for it. You know what I'm saying? If y'all want to help out, you can help out, but don't put nobody name to it. You know what I'm saying? You want to give tips to the department. If you actually know some shit, do that. Don't be just on social media doing that shit. I see like a lot of people saying that shit. That shit like crazy. And that shit dangerous.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Definitely dangerous. And then there was the whole thing with the Soulja Boy.
Yeah.
They had to take him off the concert that was in Memphis and all of that. The Millennium Tour. And another city close to it because of his ongoing back and forth with them. Young Dolph and Key Glock. Yeah, and then
you better be safe, man. Memphis, one of them cities, man. Like how niggas look at Chirac and Jacksonville, Florida. Memphis is one of them cities, man.
Mm-hmm. As you can see, like aside from the two suspects being arrested, there's been about three murders. They think, retaliation for murders.
Mm-hmm.
I said murders, retaliation murders. I know you were saying something about the comedian who was making.
Yeah, it was a well-known comedian. Yeah, made like a couple like distasteful comments or commentary about the whole Dolph situation, and he was murdered. And people think that was a retaliation of talking slick on the internet. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. So clearly, you know. Whoever his peoples is, they're having none of this negative, like, backlash on Young Dolph. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like you said, you speak to how much people loved him. Like, people don't play about shit like that. There's certain people who don't play about shit like that. You know what I'm saying?
Facts. So, now this is... Normally, I don't do stuff like this because it tends to not really be in my... my personality to kind of like stir up a little drama, but I seen this comment on one of the posts on Twitter, like when a Young Dolph was like first murdered or whatever.
Okay.
Well, not first murder, but after a couple of the retaliation murders happened or whatever. And again, we don't know who's doing what out here, so this is pure speculation. But you know, we're just assuming that this was his people's gonna get back. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So how do you feel about like this, all this stuff happening within a week or two period? And then the comment I seen was saying it was actually like five or six people doing this. They were tagging Lil Durk in the comments and saying, this is how you slap with somebody that got killed. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And that's what I was gonna say when I was just talking. I was about to say, like, he got to think smart. Like, you know what I'm saying? Dirk, probably, you know, he can't do so much. Like, he has ongoing battles with his legal stuff. He already is a hot person. Mm-hmm. Already a multi-million dollar rapper. You know what I'm saying? I ain't saying you got to do it, but if anybody got to do it, it got to be the lower people in the hood. You know what I'm saying?
Right. All right.
But it's like, that's why, you know what I'm saying, we're going to talk about later on. Like, that stuff don't travel. You know what I'm saying? Like, they probably don't have the resources to travel. That's why, like, we say get away from the hood, stay away from the hood. You know what I'm saying? So it's probably hard for them to touch him because them niggas in a whole different state. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And because they're down south and shit.
Right. You know what I'm saying? They're in the Midwest, down south. So you got to know where to find them. So, like, who knows? Them niggas probably got no connections to niggas down in, what, Louisiana? That's where
they
man held at, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, not to mention cuz, who did it. He's been popping up any and everywhere.
Right.
In D.C., nigga been in D.C., you know what I'm saying?
You never know where these motherfuckers at. So right. That should sound good, but it'd be a whole bunch of people who not in street niggas telling you what you should do and shit.
Yeah. So, with that being said, get that one out the way first. We can slide into the rest of the entertainment artists because we got quite a few to talk about. This is one I really want to talk about. I like this one. Yeah.
Okay.
Lil Baby, man. Took Saweetie on a 100K shopping spree. Rumors are that they're dating. I know you said beforehand while we were pre-podcasting that, you know, both parties denied any relationships, which makes me think even more you know that there is. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, that means nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, Saweetie, who is the ex of Quavo from the Migos, and you documented that they had the
tension.
Yeah, tension. And two ways to really get under a nigga's skin is one, his money, two, his girl. Mm-hmm. And looks like that's what we have a case of here. What do you think about this?
I don't like it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if it wasn't just the whole, you know what I'm saying, she was just with Quavo not so long ago, I wouldn't have a problem with it. You know what I'm saying?
Either, right.
Like, Saweetie is bad. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna hate on Lil Baby. All
right.
But it's just like, that's just dangerous, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's the type of shit, like, they seem like they chill down, even though it might be still be tension, they chill. But, like, that's, like, kind of throwing gas on a little flame. You know what I'm saying? You never know. Like you said, all you need is a fan to chirp, hype the shit up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he might already be mad. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And
when they see each other at an award show, because they label mates. You never know when they see each other.
Right.
It can very well happen. And then, you know what I'm saying, we got some more possibly dumb shit happening. You know what I'm saying? More laughs, losses, and shit like that from the entourages getting into it or them getting into it. It's just kind of corny. And then the second part of it, which we don't believe that they're not talking. Like, why would you randomly just take her on a 100K shopping spree? You know what I'm saying? 100K,
good night. Ooh, that's six figures, brother.
Yeah.
Saweetie, now don't get me wrong, Saweetie is bad. She is bizarre. But you're not just 100K out the window. You're not just doing that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, there is some agenda behind 100K. Some big agenda, my bad. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, to me, I will err on the side of, like, he is trying to ruffle some feathers. And even as, like, regular guys, like, the old heads taught us, at least instilled in us, to, like, always, when it came to females, always tried to make them offers that they couldn't refuse. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So whether it's, like, you know, oh, offer to pay to take her to the movies and then throw in dinner. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you just want to sway the odds in your favor and whatnot. So then he has an abundance of resources. It was probably one of those situations. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hey, somebody got 100K for you, fuck with me. You know what I mean? And, you know, these super bad chicks be super high maintenance, so who's going to turn that down? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do you expect better from her, though? Because she should know better, right?
I would say a little bit. I can see if she was like a regular chick.
Mm-hmm.
But she got money herself.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like I said, I guess it all, I'm thinking it all kind of weighs in how her and Quavo ended. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe she
just really don't give a fuck about that nigga no more. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But yeah, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. That's me thinking back to me just putting women on a pedestal and shit. Be thinking like, back in the day, I used to think women would have more integrity than that. You know what I'm saying? But like, it's a new age. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and 100K.
Yeah.
I had to buy a female out of integrity. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. So then you also were saying like, Lil Baby's partner, Gunna. Rumors of him dating
Chloe Bailey,
the very voluptuous Chloe Bailey.
Yeah, they were spotted at a Knicks game, I think, courtside. And yeah,
oh, those
rumors. I think, yeah.
Yeah, I'm about to say, that's two games. Them floor side don't die expensive. They dating.
Yeah, so yeah, Hawks game, my bad. Yeah.
That
started the rumor swirling.
Hey, I seen celebrities at Hawks games before, right? But they had like the little setup though. You know what
yeah,
I'm saying?
Like a little living room or something. Extra comfortable, right?
Yeah, like we especially in the playoffs, we was watching some Hawks game now, and we were seeing the Chris Tuckers and Jermaine Dupri's and all that. But mm-hmm. we just had like the little recliners, the little kitchen table, dining table or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I was like, what is this the pick from the game? Like this shit like a motherfucking TV show set up some shit. Like, you know, them niggas had niggas waiting on their hand and foot.
No, well, definitely had the butlers on deck. Definitely.
Yeah, man, you know, they weren't eating the nachos or the glizzies and nothing like that.
Fuck no. But, what you think? Dating, not dating?
I think they did. You know what I'm saying? Like, just like I said off his little interview, he tried to play it off. No, you know what I'm saying? Just the vibe and... we working together, working in music together, but you can see a lot more of us and shit. Okay, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
But that'd be a good pick for him though. Like, she is bad, like you mentioned. Voluptuous, she is bad.
Mm-hmm. That booty so big, Lord have mercy.
As far as I know, she's like something different. Like I don't know if anybody else had her. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, yeah. Because she's rather young, right?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, like some of them might be. Since she probably been low key in the industry under Beyonce, it might have been dating somebody else. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, okay.
Another like little teenage star herself or some shit.
Okay, I'm saying because she does come from what, Disney?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. So yeah. Shout out to both of them, man. The thing about being an industry artist is you definitely got the double life lie that you can always, yeah, you know, we just building chemistry, working on a, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then the whole time they just dating, and I guess until they get comfortable enough to be public and shit.
You right, they probably just chilling and stuff, like, you know what I'm saying, courting and all that, you know what I'm saying, trying to see what it is before niggas actually want to put a label on it, but, you know what I'm saying, so instead of explaining that to the media, yeah, you know, we just friends.
Yeah, I mean, because, you know, some niggas ain't gonna believe that shit anyway.
Yeah.
Like, if I pop out with any of my female friends, people gonna think we dating. Never mind, like, most of them being in relationships already.
Right. Because, like, niggas just don't, like, believe in that. Platonic right. friends. That's why I was gonna ask you about that, too. Like, because he said, you know what I'm saying, we just a vibe. I was like, would you do that a lot? You know what I'm saying? Just chilling with platonic friends or something like that?
Yeah. Yeah. The thing with that is, like, but then again, they got money. So I was about to say that, you know, court side, like, that kind of setup, that's just, like, you know. Like, I don't think I'd take, like, my platonic friend to, like, Ruth Chris. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And... unless I just super had it like that. So that's why I said they got money. So maybe.
Right.
It's an outside chance that maybe, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. See, that's why I was trying to put myself in their mind, like, when I was talking about the 100K. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm pretty sure she, you know what I'm saying, that ain't nothing to them for real. You know what I'm saying? Like, you probably wouldn't get them to move for 100K for something of, like, a job or some shit like that. They gonna want M's, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, like, she got 100K. Like, you know what I'm saying? That ain't nothing to her. Like, she probably spend that, like, whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Shopping and all that shit. I haven't seen her shopping and shit, run up a check at some sneaker stores and shit, just off regular Nikes. So I can imagine, like, some high-end couture, she can run that shit up, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Now, that situation is different, because I'm for sure positive, even if I had millions, I wouldn't just give one of my platonic female friends 100K
mm-hmm.
without, like, some type of agenda with it.
Yeah, me too. Like, me too. It's not, like I said, something ain't about the money if I'm well off. It's just about the... Just the principles and morals and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't want to send off a thing like you think you about to just be milking me and whatever. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, I wouldn't mind showering you with gifts, but, like, it got to be me wanting to shower you because you're worth it. Not just because you, oh, I'm sweetie, I'm pretty, I deserve it. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Nah, because like we said about the Kim K, which we're going to get to in a little bit. It's not sweetie is bad, but it's plenty of don'ts that's, you know, out here, especially like if you just got a thing about industry women, there's plenty of industry women out here. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like we ain't gonna talk about, we ain't got no topics on her, but like I was telling you the other day, like how I be liking a Lotto and shit.
Okay.
Yeah, like that. Even though I would be against like this, because I'm against like this whole city girl movement and shit.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, these bitches is kind of bad. You know what I'm saying?
You against it in what way? My bad. Mini subject.
Just the messages they try to spread.
Okay.
You know, like the whole. Oh, I know you be on TikTok, have you? So I know you've been saying like the now they little other little song trend there. The little how you pimp a nigga.
Oh yeah.
Take his money, make you think you love you, then you dip on niggas and shit.
Yeah.
So they, cause they got like, it's and it's funny because it's like I haven't listened to a City Girls album, right?
Right.
But so much of their stuff is like viral on TikTok and social media. It's like I don't pretty much think I heard the album now.
Yeah.
And outside of like the hit, because the hits be like them just acting up, talk about twerking and shit like that. But them other songs, they stay having bitches thinking they just setting niggas up and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't like that shit.
It should be like wild though, because like they say that shit, and then like what's her name, JT, just be getting just abused by a little fucking Lil Uzi and shit.
He just be
treating her like shit. So like, well, fuck all that city girl shit. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. When it comes to Lil Uzi and shit.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that shit I can see. Yeah, I don't like that. But I mean, I'm all for like, you know what I'm saying, women having their fun. But like, the one of the bitches I would want to fucking date and marry, wife up and shit.
Facts. Yeah, this couple of little rendezvous. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But yeah. So going from these rappers to a more OG rapper who been making headlines, seems like the back half of this whole year, Will Smith is back in the headlines, and obviously we've been going through a lot with the whole Jada Smith saying one thing one day, another thing another day, just saying a lot of things. And I guess Will Smith was doing an interview, and one of the hot takes from the interview was that he said that he was at one point he was having sex so much that he developed a negative reaction to it. So every time he had an orgasm, he would throw up.
That's fucking crazy. That's a lot of fucking box.
Yeah. So I guess this was basically the rebuttal, explaining his side of the story to when Jada was saying like it's hard to maintain that kind of, you know, that sex life.
Yeah.
Now if they was having sex like how he's saying, now I understand. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I know we're tired of them. I'm tired of them. I know you are. But isn't this kind of weird? It's kind of creepy, right?
Like, yeah. And it makes you think, too, about the whole, you know, the ongoing rumors that you've been swingers, the open relationship shit.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's definitely weird. Like I said, they just indulge so much. They tell so much about their goddamn relationship.
Yeah, it's really just, like, at this point, it's like, why?
Right, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Why? Just keep this shit to yourself.
Like,
I don't know. Maybe they got an audience who want to hear and shit. The little red table talks and all that bullshit.
Yeah, and Will does have a movie out right now. It's King Richard.
Yeah, what they say is pretty good. A lot of people keep telling me to check it out. I might check it out.
I definitely might check it out as well. But definitely
TMI.
Yeah. Definitely too much information, bro. Jeez Louise, man. Now I'm just thinking, like, what else? What else could they possibly come out with? Like, what stone hasn't been unturned? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I'm quite sure.
Scary to even try to think down that road.
Yeah, I'm about to say I'm quite sure we'll be. We'll definitely be hearing from them. Man, this is just
was like end of November, probably mid December.
Yeah, I want to lean more towards Christmas and shit. So I'm gonna go over.
Okay, I'm gonna say December 15th.
All right, so that's the 15th is the spread. That's the spread right there. All right, so what's that? That's 3 weeks. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Ah, 3 weeks though. That's a little iffy. That's a lot of time, man.
So what? Well, what should I? Cause like
I might drop down to the 15. Man. I might be with you. Cause
yeah, these motherfuckers, boy.
That's too much time for Jada, man.
Little head will explode, man. I can't get it off.
All right. I gotta say something, shit.
Boy. Yeah. But you might be spot on with that Christmas joke. I can see you having a Tupac Christmas tribute or some shit.
Tupac Christmas tribute.
You know, he used to give the best gifts.
Yeah, right. Shout out Tupac, man. Tupac was trending on Twitter that day, too, man.
Okay. What are you trending for?
What's this 2021? 19 years ago today, 2002, he dropped his sixth, which sounds crazy to say. His sixth, how you say it? What's the name of the album when the person died? Posthumous or...
It's something like that. I don't even want to try.
Yeah, so he dropped his 6-1, which when you die, niggas normally don't have.
Yeah, that's a lot of shit.
Over one. And that wasn't even his last album, which is, he has just as many albums dead as he did alive, which is scary to think, like, what kind of workhorse he was.
Mm-hmm. Dropping double discs and all that shit.
Yeah, you know, and that fits in right into what we so Better Days, which was ironically a double disc album, which featured like some of his more, I would say his, remember before he got to Death Row, he was more so on the positivity and the, you know, uplifting type of ordeal.
Right.
Yeah, with this album was more so, I guess it was kind of half and half because it did have some Death Row blends to it too. But yeah, it dropped today in 2002. So he was trending because people was debating on what his best album was. To me, I would say like it would have been All Eyes on Me, but. According to that poll and a lot of the comments, the Machiavelli album was everybody's favorite, which was his first posthumous album.
Yeah. That's the joint with like Hail Mary and all that, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Definitely a classic album. I really feel like that's one of them joints. If somebody picked that, you just can't go wrong. That's it.
Right.
Had too many vibes on that joint.
But I'm pretty sure Better Days has that one song that I like. I can't think of it. It was like one of the singles. And I don't know, for some reason, like it sounds different back in the day versus me trying to go listen to it now. Like, I don't know, it used to hit harder back in the day for me or something.
What was it?
I can't think of the name. Let me see if I look at the album, I can. It was a single off that joint.
Okay. Only single I can remember is the joint with Thug's Mansion.
I think that's what it is.
Yeah. So
ain't no ways I'd rather be that joint.
Yeah. So Tidbit is, you know, it's two different versions.
That's probably what it was. Fuck.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's a album version and then there's a commercial version. The one you just sung was the album version with Anthony Hamilton.
That's probably what it was. I remember recording that shit on the radio. That's the one I used to like.
The radio version?
Probably so, yep.
Yeah, and the radio version featured Nas.
Yeah, that probably sounded okay. Thank you, young. I'm gonna have to go look at that, look into that.
Yeah. So when you look it up, make sure you type the Nas in or something and you should be good to go.
Radio. Okay.
Yeah. Because Nas actually has a version, because he dropped the album, I think, that same year. He had a version on his album, and it was his song just featuring Tupac, and it was the other way around for Tupac and shit.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, it was trending. Nice to see my man still trending, man. You know, as the years go on, a lot of legacies tend to fade and stuff like that. But super influential, man. And ironically, you know, I guess with Will Smith and Jada, he symbolically is the third wheel. Yeah. Pun intended, you know what I'm saying?
The third wheel.
All right. So from these artists to more artists, you know what I'm saying? Man, artists. We got a... What do you want to do? Summer Walker or Kanye? Let's do Kanye, man. All right. Kanye West. Kim Kardashian have been separated for a little while now. Lately, the reports have broken that Kim Kardashian is dating comedian Pete Davidson. People best know him. He's on Saturday Night Live. Hilarious character, bro. Didn't quite think he could pull Kim K though.
Yeah, he's another one like got like a sneaky nice little lineup. Yeah, Ariana Grande and all that.
Yeah. So what I'm gonna say is chalk one up for the funny guys, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you're super funny, man. You could score you some hot women if that's what your deal is.
Hot women.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
Kanye West has came out and said that God is gonna bring him and Kim K back together.
Mm-hmm.
Not ready for
it.
Yeah, not ready for this to be finalized. I'm not even sure what the breakup was about.
Right.
They've been broken up for a while, but she has been supportive. She remember when he was doing the concerts?
Yeah.
She was a part of the concerts.
She still wear Yeezys.
Yeah, still wear the Yeezys. Just, I guess, what you being separated, but still living by those vows that you take when you get married. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, shout out to her on that, because we've seen her flake for less, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, what you feel about this triangle, man?
It's like you said earlier, it's just weird, bro. Like people, like I don't know how good friends they are, you know what I'm saying? But you know what I'm saying? How it does when a new relationship happen like this, and the pictures get to circulating that, you know what I'm saying? That Pete was around Kanye before, like, you know what I'm saying? Maybe they're acquaintances, associates, whatever, you know what I'm saying? And now he's dating his ex. And they haven't really officially moved on.
Right.
It's just so many women out there, you know what I'm saying? That should just be weird. Like, niggas probably been plotting the whole time or some shit, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah, unless he's just dating just to be having a little fun or something, it's no big intention behind it.
Mm-hmm.
But even still, like you said, you brought up the whole picture ordeal. Like all three of them took a picture together.
Yeah, maybe I got too much integrity and shit. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm thinking the more and more we see it, I'm thinking just like once you become like some type of celebrity, it really just like it can't be no rules. Like it just ain't no rules.
Yeah,
you know, what I'm saying?
Guess is like kill or be killed or some shit.
Right. Man,
niggas probably living or some shit.
Yeah,
niggas probably try to live right. Well, shit, nigga, fuck my bitch, fuck it.
Yeah, you know, go. Get like you said, kill or be killed. Get them before they get me. Type shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really. Well, first and foremost, I really do hope that they get back together and shit. You know what I mean?
Oh, you do?
Yeah, Kanye and Kim.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I mean, they invested so much, bro. You might as well just try to.
Yeah.
Work it out.
I ain't saying I don't hope they don't. I just ain't really think about it. You know what I'm saying? But I guess No, I would say for the kids and shit. Yeah, that would be nice.
Yeah.
You got
the kids. He done did all his business moves. Like, yeah, I don't know. But yeah, they don't want to, because Kanye West is, I know Kim K is getting like up there in age, but she's still younger, I think. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And Kanye West is what, 50, 50s or something? Maybe 40s. Yeah, but you don't want to keep, I get it, you're rich, but you don't want to keep starting over. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So why not just hang on to it as much as you can? Much as
44.
Okay, good.
She's 41.
Okay, well, she's older than I thought. So you don't want to keep, you know, keep just starting over. So why not? Especially since, like, if she was done, she wouldn't fuck with you at all. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Like you said, she's still wearing the shoes, supporting the brand. Obviously, it's making money, so that's probably a nice incentive. she's still being a part of the concerts as characters and stuff, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah. We'll see how things work out. I hope it works out. I'm always a person that hopes things works out for the better, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, unless I'm trolling, then, you know. Yeah. But, yeah. So, from that to... I think this will wrap up our artist industry talk. Summer Walker is reportedly back with her ex. They have matching tattoos, which is initially, you know, that's dope, you know what I'm saying? But they have matching face tattoos. I guess when you're an artist, it doesn't really matter. It's not like you're going to be going on job interviews or something like that. And you can do makeup and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But this comes as news after she's, you know, fairly out of a relationship with London on the track. I guess it has been a while since they were together anyway. But the guy has come out and said that he's always been around these last 7 years, and she's back home where she belongs.
The real ones know.
Yeah.
Boosie tried to throw some gas on her. Oh, she always been cheating.
Yeah, I seen that. Yeah, like, you know, just keep, what he said, what he told Lonnie, he told Lonnie something, though, some shit. Like, man, you know, bro, just do you. You know right, what I'm saying?
Yeah, you won.
Yeah. Well, how you feel about this? Because it's like, for me, it's like, you know, we talk about this situation a lot too, and it's like, it kind of gives me that person you told me not to worry about vibes.
Right. I had to worry about him. I should have worried about him.
Like, well, how you feel?
Like you already know, bro. Like, you know, females always got them options and shit like that, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like messed up if he was always around and she playing victim, like he was just the one treating her dirty, and then, you know what I'm saying, she been with that nigga the whole time. You know what I'm saying? Low key and shit. Or who knows how the shit worked? Maybe if he fucked up, maybe London fucked up, and she ran back to that nigga or some shit. I don't know.
Which females tend to do? Well, what I also see that females tend to do is, like, by me having, like, a few female friends, and I'm, like, on the inside of, like, a lot of their relationships,
mm-hmm.
It's, like, what I tend to see they do is, like, they'll go into a new relationship with the safety blanket of the old relationship.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So... They're going into something new, but they haven't completely cut off the old thing yet. They might not be together, but there's still like some form of communication. You know what I'm saying?
Right. It ain't over.
Yeah. And then it's almost like training wheels and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, and then when things seem kind of sturdy and you can handle it, it's like, all right, let me take these off. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But like you said, it could have been a situation where it was seeming unsure or wasn't going to work out. Like, let me go back and talk to this nigga. Or London just never made her feel like secure to let go with the other nigga.
Yeah.
So he was just always there. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's not, it sounds like it's just, well, it's not fun dating in our regular world either, but it just sounds even worse when you're a celebrity, huh?
Yeah. You got tons of options and shit when you know what I'm saying? You famous, you pop and got money and shit.
Yeah.
You know, so you got to worry about people's intentions and shit like that. That's like another layer to this shit. On a whole level, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So, how old is Summer Walker's baby?
I don't know.
Yeah, has it been that long? It hasn't been that long, right?
Nah, I ain't think it's been that long.
Yeah.
Maybe probably a couple months.
Right. And she's already like back with the ex, or it's crazy how like the dynamics of the family work out, ain't it?
Yeah.
Like, it's such a rarity for somebody to be in a relationship, have a baby, and then come out of the baby process still together. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that shit be throwing a monkey wrench and shit.
Yeah, and it's like I be wondering like what the fuck be happening? Like, not even like the baby even being there yet. It already be like over.
Yeah. When,
you know what I'm saying? So,
maybe it could be the whole pressure bust pipes thing, man.
Yeah, that's true. That's true too.
You never know. You know what I'm saying? How shit work out till you actually go through some shit with somebody.
Yeah, that's true too. Like, the relationship be like a cold luxury the whole time, but then you throw something like that, it turns.
Yeah.
So, yeah, just hope it works out. Like, whatever she got to do to be happy. Hopefully it just doesn't involve like jumping from dude to dude and playing with niggas' feelings and shit like that.
Yeah.
You know. Hopefully London. I mean, you know, he's gonna do him, I guess.
Back to the thotties.
Yeah, that's. Females be chastising niggas for like fucking with hoes and shit, but that be like where niggas can be they most comfortable with, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Hey, at least a chick like that gonna be real with you and tell you straight up, you know, I mess with this dude, I mess with that dude, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
It ain't gotta be like you done dated somebody. We done seen niggas date a female for like 3, 4, 5 years. You know what I'm saying? And then turn out she cheating the whole time and shit.
Right.
Like, what the fuck was the point of being in a relationship? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, let's go back to the conversation. I think we had it offline.
About what?
About just like just relationship and shit. Like,
yeah.
What be the point of the shit? Like,
yeah.
I mean, some shit. I mean, like, granted, nothing's forever, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, I don't know, man.
Yeah, just again, everybody just do y'all. Like, stop trying to get married.
Try to force it. Stop trying to live up to societal standards.
Mm-hmm.
Niggas be, I don't say niggas, but females probably definitely be like worried about the label and shit. They don't want to be looking as a hoe and all of that shit. So,
right. Rather,
some they want you to do that to get the cookie and all that.
Nah, or just being a whole low key.
Yeah,
trying to be super discreet about it and shit like that. But that wraps up our artist industry talk. So, I guess before we take it to the sports and those topics, we could touch on the Kyle Rittenhouse situation. Got it. Took the guns, crossed state lines, killed protesters, claimed self-defense. I guess by the court of law, it was self-defense because he beat the charges. And one of the most unorthodox court cases of, I'm not going to say of all time, but of recent memory, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
From just different types of shenanigans like the judge reading the dessert magazine. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The judge making insults to the prosecuting defense attorney. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And like defending the person that's on trial. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Letting the person that's on trial pick names out of a hat, which juror was going to be like, you know, deliberating on the verdict and stuff like that. Just all types of stuff that you don't normally see.
Just foolery.
In the court case. And somebody on Twitter said that we need to get used to seeing a lot more of these type of court cases because they're going to be paying us back for all them Black Lives Matter protests we did. And what do you feel about this situation?
Yeah, the situation just... It's sad, but it's not surprising. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy how you can break so many laws and don't get held accountable for none of them. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Just because color your skin and shit. That shit just don't make sense. Realize this nigga went across state lines. Nigga's a fucking minor shooting people. I fucking self-defense and you put yourself in some place you shouldn't have been at. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Well, who knows if that nigga was like antagonizing niggas. Niggas ain't just come up to him and want to fight him. You know what I'm saying?
Right. That's just crazy. I forgot to mention when we was talking about unorthodox things, the fake crime.
Yeah.
Which went viral. We don't have to talk about this for a long time. It seemed like we were making good strides and gaining traction, but you know, I'm not gonna say this killed the momentum or anything like that. But if another case or two like this, and it'll be all for nothing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I will. Not to talk about anything, but I will bring up like the Ahmaud Arbery situation.
Right, I was thinking about that too, yeah.
Yeah, and all the people in his case got found guilty. The guy that was killed by going on a, was it a morning jog, I think?
Yeah.
Yeah, so at least...
Them nasty motherfuckers, man. Hearing like little excerpts of them from that shit just, I'm glad them niggas throw their ass under the jail.
Yeah. So definitely at least getting justice is here and there sometimes, you know what I mean? So I guess we could slide to the sports now. And since we already talk about a serious subject, let's go ahead and get the LeBron thing out the way. LeBron, who had just returned from a one-game suspension for viciously damaging Isaiah Stewart from the Detroit Pistons, and which led to him needing, I think it was 11, 12 stitches or something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, 11 to 12 stitches. And, you know, was super let off the hook with the one-game suspension. And we talk about people that's above the law, and this guy LeBron.
Go ahead.
King James.
You job putting a lot on it right now, brother.
King James. I'm trying to do my Chris Broussard impression. LeBron James. Got off the hook, man. But you know, gotta get the jokes off. More serious matter. In town against the Indiana Pacers, and apparently you was telling me that one of the fans had hurled out the insult that they hope Bronny James died in a car accident. LeBron immediately became infuriated. There's videos, because I think that went viral as well, of him grabbing the ref and then pointing to those two fans and the fans being ejected. No place like this. No place for this in basketball. The Black athletes are so, they're insulted like in these I don't think Indiana's a racist town, but everywhere has racism. You know what I mean?
Yeah, just fucking acting up as white people, bro. Yeah. What the fuck wrong with white people, bro? Like, no respect to like the good white people, but like some of y'all, like the bad of y'all, are like really, really like terrible, like entitled. Like, why would you say some shit like this? This nigga ain't doing nothing but playing basketball. Like, why are you taking that? Like, you have no trash talk skills.
Yeah, it's literally nothing. It's first and foremost, it's not like the Pacers are good. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I can see if the Pacers, if the Pacers are good, it still doesn't warrant you saying his son died in the car accident, especially with all these situations. The basketball college player that died, Terrence Clarke, died in a car accident.
Right.
Henry Ruggs just killing somebody from a car accident. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You know, he probably, it's very possible that LeBron could have thought about that. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, Terrence Clark got drafted. You know what I'm saying? NBA close to him, he's like, damn, somebody just lost their son. Like, what if that happened to my son? And then you say that shit. Like, come on, bro.
Right. Exactly. Quite sure they're going to receive a ban. Lifetime.
They should.
Lifetime ban. I think we had this talk before, though. I'm not sure how they hold up on lifetime bans. That's a 15,000 to 16,000 people you letting in every game. How do you?
Yeah, and the person changed their look, throwing a hat or some shit, like glasses, like you won't fucking know.
Especially
it's ways around. I'm about to say, unless you got like some salt, not a soft band, but like you block their name, so like whenever they try to buy something with credit card or some shit like that, then they ban some. But like they get tickets as gifts or whatever, pay cash or whatever. Right. Shit you can do.
Friends can buy the tickets.
Yeah. They can buy them off Groupon or whatever.
Yeah, StubHub.
Yeah.
Especially for the female, like you said, change the look up, throw a wig on, makeup.
Dye hair.
Yeah, I'm really interested. I'm not going to get myself banned to see how it works, but really interested to see how that really plays out.
Yeah.
But
just don't do nothing stupid, and they catch your ass while you're banned. Do some bad shit, but like,
yeah, then it's gonna be couldn't agree more. So hopefully that type of stuff will never be over and done with. But hopefully the NBA super starts to crack down. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
On this type of stuff, the Lakers, they don't play tonight. Okay.
Oh, that's what I was about to say too. They do play the Pistons coming up very, very soon.
I think Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That not happen though. It's, you know what I'm saying.
Isaiah, redemption time. You know what I'm saying.
So Isaiah can definitely apologize to LeBron for getting hit in the face. Near the king.
Apologize to him for not hitting that nigga back. That's what you know what I'm saying.
But hopefully everything should go smooth without a hitch, man.
Yeah, I guarantee probably almost any amount of money LeBron's reached out to that guy by now.
Yeah, he tried. Yeah, I heard. Well, at least I know he tried to.
Mm-hmm.
I think Skip and him talked about like the very next day or some shit like that. He tried to get his number and all that shit.
Okay, and yeah, I'm quite sure by now he's at least interacted with Cuz. No. And if not, then Bron, we'll see you on Sunday, man.
just throw your shit up, girl. Fucking jump off. Just add them two in the middle.
Uh-huh. So from that to a very, you know, interesting situation going on, man. One of the kings of Merlin, man. The Durantula.
Oh, okay. I just knew it was some act up just by the inflection of your voice. I'm like, because I'm trying to remember the times. Oh, we about to get into now.
Yeah, Durantula, man, going viral, man. Slam. I blame Slam personally. You know what I'm saying? And Slam magazine caught a picture of Kevin Durant playing basketball, and you know, at first face value, nothing's wrong here, but then, you know, like you like to say, the Twitter detectives quickly notice how ashy KD's legs were. This is why I blame Slam Magazine, because one of the first comments, somebody had photoshopped the picture and was like, hey, I fixed it. And KD's leg wasn't ashy. Slam Magazine could have did that and chose not to.
You're right.
So that's why I blame them. What I want your opinion on is, what's up with KD, man? No hair brushing, no lotion. What's going on with your man?
Yeah, he seems to appear to not have the best of hygiene. Man, I don't know what's going on with him, man. He got too much money for that shit. And it was like, I didn't buy it at first. I just thought it was a cool way. Because I don't know if you ever heard him say, it was like, hey, man. Is either have a wicked jump shot or a hit cut. I'm like, nigga, you can have both.
I think he said that, I think.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. I don't know if you ever heard him say that.
Yeah.
He said something to that tone. I'm like, okay, buddy.
Yeah, it was either have a get my hair cut or have a 30-footer.
Yeah.
Dang, all right. Brushing your hair, okay. We see niggas with these crazy hairstyles all the time, especially in the league. But damn, brother, lotion too? Like, you just...
I ain't gonna hold you. But look, this is the difference, though. I don't lotion. If I'm wearing shorts, okay, I'm definitely gonna throw some lotion on. But when I wear pants and stuff, I wear majority with pants. Like in the winter, I don't lotion my legs. I'm not gonna hold you. I ain't gonna fake it. It was just funny because I was thinking like, I be in the house, you know what I'm saying, chilling, and ball shorts or whatever, tank tops or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, I would be in the party. I'm like, all right, give me 1 second. I gotta go move my car, or I gotta go put the pads in my car. It was one of these days. I threw some house shoes on to go do that. And I just so happened to look down, boy. My heels was ashy as hell. So I'm trying to walk fast. I'm trying to like angle myself so nobody see my heels. But yeah, but yeah. You ain't alone, KD. I admit it too, brother. I'm living foul with the lotion on the legs.
Okay, so let me ask you this then, right? If you know you're not gonna put the lotion on and you know the legs gonna be ashy, why not just put the leg sleeves on?
He tried to.
I'm talking about the full dunk. You know, put the compression dunk, like the short dunk on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, obviously my man worked tripping off of it. He had like the long socks and the Ames bandages or whatever he had on. It was a slither.
That's all it takes. Hey, you seen the Twitter? That's all it takes.
Yeah. I bet it will going forward. Either lotion or had a sleeve on.
KD had a response, and this is how I knew something was wrong because I didn't even see that stuff initially. I just seen his response and wondered what the fuck he was talking about. And he just put out a tweet. He was saying like, I'm like a few seconds away from pulling that y'all broke card. You know what I'm saying? Y'all get on my nerves. But you could tell he was just joking. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm a few seconds away from pulling that in parentheses. I mean, in quotations, y'all broke card.
That's more funny now. Yeah. Because I don't know. I recently read over it. I'm thinking he trying to say he broke.
Nah.
If he said it that way, then
that's
just your broke ass.
Okay, man. Have a lotion up, man. You know what I'm saying? Jump a wet. You know what I'm saying? Spread some around, man.
Yeah.
Alright, so that pretty much covers all the topics we had. Now we could do our rundown of the NFL. How you want to go?
And just general conversation. Just wanted to just talk about the NFL. Like, what's our thoughts going into next week? What week are we in?
You said the Cowboys were 7-4. That's 11. Had they had a bye week?
I think they did. So probably like week 12.
Yeah, so week 12. You know, week 12.
Yeah, so just how you feel about the NFL going into week 12. Like, you know, we made some predictions. I know you say you don't really remember too many of your Jones. How is that holding up? The state of the NFL.
Well, bits and pieces were coming back as the more time. My mind's like a computer. So when we talk, once time goes past, it comes back. I had Patrick Mahomes as the MVP. I had the Chiefs and the Seahawks making the Super Bowl. I had Aaron Donald as the defensive player of the year. I think I had Patrick Mahomes also as the offensive player of the year. I don't think, outside of probably the Chiefs making the Super Bowl, I'm not really confident in any of these. Like, none of this is really going to happen.
Right.
What I will say is, and I want your opinion on this, it's been a while since I remember the league being like this balanced.
Mm-hmm.
Ironically, it's the same thing with the NBA. You know, we've been watching the NBA, and outside like the Warriors and I think the Suns, who are just like off to smoking hot starts. I think the Warriors are like 16-2, and I think the Suns might be like 15-3 or some shit like that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else is just like super balanced out, 8-8. 11-9, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's the same thing in the league. It's like, it's been a while since we had like balance, and there's no dominant team. Injuries are ravaging through everybody. Arizona seemed like they were going to be like the team. This is going to be their year. And then Kyler Murray misses like a few games. Well, I guess he played in the game that they lost.
Yeah, the Green Bay Jones.
Yeah, and then they're 9-3, so
still very, very much in it.
Yeah, Tennessee, who I think is a top seed in the AFC right now, they're 8-3, but you know, missing the big dog, Derrick Henry, rest in peace, Derrick Henry. I like the balances though. I like going into it knowing like, man, I don't know who's gonna win this shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's a good perspective to put on it. Like, I was just thinking, like how open it is, pause, and just no dominant teams. But that could be exciting and entertaining. Like, you can watch it, like, not knowing who can possibly emerge, you know what I'm saying? Because somebody's going to hit flip that switch and take hold and go ahead and win a Super Bowl or whatever.
Right.
So, yeah, I just can't wait to see. Like, I know a lot of my picks are wrong. You know what I'm saying? I try to definitely think outside the box and I just go with the vanilla picks. I pick Baker to be MVP. Definitely wrong on that front. I pick Chase Young to win Defensive Player of the Year. He's out for the season. Mm-hmm. So I'm definitely wrong there. You know what I'm saying? And with some of my picks for the far as the teams and were kind of okay. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I think only the big hit was like just the Seahawks.
Right.
They might not, can't come back and, you know, say, but y'all, everything else is like still pretty much alive.
Right. Yeah, as far as my picks go, I think I might be pretty much a lot good too. A lot of it's going to come down to like how the season finishes because, you know, definitely had the Chiefs going to the Super Bowl, winning that division. Right now it's a little close between all the teams, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think I had the Cowboys winning the NFC East.
Yeah, that's what I want to say. I messed up on that. I thought about it. I had to watch the Redskins. Wow, it's still a slight puncher's chance. Probably won't happen, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
The Cowboys don't keep sliding, and like Washington is starting to win a little bit, and so is Philadelphia.
Philadelphia is looking real good right now.
Yeah.
We
didn't see crazy stuff happen in that division, boy.
Right. Yeah. And the funny thing is about, like, sports in general, and not even just the NFL, is, like, you'll be on the road, and, you know, you'll lose, like, a game, and then you'll turn around, and you done lost, like, 3 of the last 4 games. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's definitely what just happened with the Cowboys.
Man, it's like, as much as everybody was on the same page about winning, it's easily to be on the same page about losing. And it's harder to, like, get off that track. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
like we watched yesterday, a bunch of little mental mistakes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like how you mentioned, not getting your head around and then getting past interference calls. Cause jumping off sides on the field goal back to back, and now you done gave these niggas a free 10 yards closer to the field goal. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Just little mental stuff when you're not like all the way like dialed in. And that's what I was trying to explain to them when we was in the party the other day talking about basketball. And we was talking about the Celtics and shit.
Oh yeah. I vaguely heard that, John. You talking about you talking to Killer?
Yeah. I'm like, that shit sound good face value, but I was like, the little mental stuff, it be costing niggas games. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, and I ain't saying you can't make mistakes because nobody's perfect, but at the same time, it's like I can state probably at least three. Now we only like how many games into the season? 20.
Mm-hmm.
I can state at least three games where niggas done cost niggas the games because of shit that they done did in the closing seconds of the game. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that, we talk about this all the time. It's like you gotta have the habits down pack first, and then you wouldn't, more than likely, you won't have to worry about stuff like this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that way, when it happened, you know, just like, it's happening on some wild shit right now, but niggas still got the habits. Niggas don't be having the habits. But, yeah, the picks as far as division goes, looking a little all right. I can't remember who you have in the AFC East.
They got the Bills.
Yeah. What, did I pick the Patriots?
I don't know. I might have picked the Bills too.
Yeah, I might have picked
the Bills. We thought the Patriots could be one of those teams. Look at them.
Yeah. I think we definitely picked them for the playoffs, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, definitely had to. If they don't win the division, that is.
Right. They got. Well, I don't know. With that win last night, did the Bills jump back in the driver's seat?
Yeah, I don't know. Compared, I think they already played one time, so it depends on who won that game.
Mm-hmm.
Bills suffered a devastating injury last night in their win against the Saints. Tre'Davious White tore his ACL, out for the season.
Yeah, the Bills are leading right now. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so they probably got that tiebreaker. But it's five games left. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Well, no. Because they're 7-4, right? Or what?
Yeah, they're both 7-4.
Yeah, so that would be 7-9, but it's an extra game, so niggas can't be 7-9 no more. So it's six games left. And, yeah, we'll see. We got some good stuff, you know, to look forward to these last few weeks. NFL season goes fast, bro.
Yep. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't wait to see who jumps out ahead and who, you know what I'm saying, what can we look for in the playoffs? Like you said, it's going to suck with so many teams missing so many key players, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
See who can, you know what I'm saying, stay afloat, you know what I'm saying, take the loss and still go out there and handle business, you know what I'm saying? It's always got to have that next man up mentality. Sucks, you know what I'm saying, no discredit to the players, but like, hey, man, the show goes on.
Definitely. Definitely goes on. Man, sometimes I wish you could just do it like how Madden is.
Turn the injuries off.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll, that would be sweet, right?
Yeah, that's. But anybody, I'm about to say anybody but Tom Brady, but I wouldn't mind Tom Brady winning that one. What you think chances are with the Bucks, man?
I don't know. I mean, you still got that good chance with Tom as your quarterback, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But they aren't looking as strong as we might have thought they were.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But you never know how it can end.
Yeah. So, I guess with that being said, did you have a what the fuck fact this week?
It just hit me. I don't.
Yeah, I didn't think to look up one either. So I guess we could just, you know, it's our first week back, you know what I'm saying? I had a couple of regular degular jokes, but I kind of want to get back into finding some juicy good stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I seen one little interesting video on TikTok that I could talk about, but nah, like I said, yeah. It wasn't that amazing.
Yeah, so we'll just kick that back up the next go around next week. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we don't have that, but I will say, I don't know what you call this segment, mm-hmm. but Dream Doll, cut that shit out. Did you see that?
What happened?
So I don't even think she's from New York, right?
Okay,
but I guess she shot like I forgot the name of the song, but she did a she has a new song out and it's like a remake of some popular. Song from the 90s or whatever. And I think it has like a New York feel to the song as well, a New York artist or something like that. So she's like chilling in New York, you know what I'm saying, in the video or whatever. And she has like the Timbs on with the heels and she has like a New York fitted bra on. Like they was flaming her ass.
a New York fitted bra? Yeah,
actual New York fitteds as a bra.
Oh, okay. I think I heard somebody talk about somebody, but I just ain't know who they was talking about.
Dream Doll.
Okay. Yeah. Wow. New York is never going to give it up, huh?
Nah.
And you said she's not even from New York?
I don't think so. Not that I know of. Because the person who was going at her was like, look, Ma, that's not how we dress. That's not how we dress, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, That's crazy. Shout out to her. I'm gonna have to look that up after this. So Dream Doll, she's bad. Is she one of them type of
dogs? Yeah, she's bad.
By the name, you could tell she got something with her.
She's like one of the dogs I like low key, like, even though she's not like as popping as all the other chicks or whatever, but shit, she's definitely tough.
Yeah. That's not Asian. Oh, Doll.
No, excuse me, I stand corrected. She is from the Bronx.
Oh, okay. So Asian Doll is that's King Von's girl.
Yeah.
That was.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. All these dolls and brats and all that, man. Okay. Well, yeah, that's funny. I definitely gotta look up that picture. That's funny. But I guess this has been another Head for the Hills podcast, and we out.
Bye.